After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat me trust. It's about have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, Mateo Mayorga, is joining us, and also Eternal Bast. We are coming directly after the Miami Heat's dominant 121-84 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Kaseya Center. On Sunday evening, it was a weird tip-off, 6 p.m. early tip. The Miami Heat came to play. It was the largest margin of defeat for the Cleveland Cavaliers of the season, if I heard the broadcast correctly, as well as their worst offensive output all year. So Miami's defense was humming. It was a great game. We are going to kick this directly off with the gamer of the night. But before we do, want to quickly call out Off the Floor. This is where you need to go if you want to talk Miami Heat basketball. We have all these different channels. You can get tapped into the tournament that's going on right now with the NCAA. We got the Heat main thing chat, the host updates, all the other NBA games you can talk about. $2.99 on your desktop, $3.99 from your Apple device. That's Discord. You need to go to Off the Floor. Link is in description of this episode. Check that out. And now let's dive directly into the Rock Esports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
So we could have gone a number of ways because this was a banner night for the Miami Heat. But who I'm going with is Haywood Highsmith. Came off the bench in 24 minutes, 18 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from downtown, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. He was awesome. Bam Adebayo was awesome. No ceiling, but you know I'm going with Haywood Highsmith tonight. Mateo, welcome to the program. Your initial thoughts on this game, Haywood Highsmith, his performance, but also the game in general. Interested to pick your brain on what you saw tonight from the Miami Heat in this dominant win.
Well, sure, and thank you guys for having me. But, you know, this was a strangling defensive performance by the Miami Heat. And we saw a lot of game of zones, especially early in the first half. And the Miami Heat was just a lot nastier. And credit to Haywood Highsmith. He was flying around in it. And on the offensive side, he was cutting up the baseline, hitting a pair of triples, getting some putbacks from some teammates. He was doing all of the little things. And, you know, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo also had some efficient first halves. But you really, they were doing a great job. But really Haywood Highsmith was the story of the game, because he was looking a lot like he was early in the season before he hurt his back, a dominant defender before that unfortunate injury happened. And Terry Rozier, in the first half, he had 8 points on 3 of 7 shooting, but with also 4 assists. He has also quietly evolved into a nice third option for this team. And the third quarter, the Heat's zone, and, you know, flexing in and out of man coverage with it, just completely annihilated the Cleveland Cavaliers. They look more like the Cleveland Cadavers tonight, which is a nickname the great Peter Vesey gave that team dishonorably years ago. But really, this was a great performance by Haywood Highsmith. And, you know, Bam Adebayo was, you know, flying around everywhere defensively too. And they did everything they needed to do against the team, but it was missing their best player, Donovan Mitchell. They were also missing Dean Wade, and I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. Oh, of course, Max Strus, former Heat legend. He was also missing, but of note, the Heat were missing 4 rotation players: Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, and Duncan Robinson. You know, those are some of the Heat's best guys. So this, you know, both teams missing star quality players. This was an emphatic win by the Miami Heat. And, you know, truthfully, it was so bad for the Cavs that I was suggesting to some of my Cleveland peeps that J.B. Bickerstaff, their coach, should walk past them in the locker room as they're getting dressed and just leave them get on the bus. So, you know, this was pretty much what fans, I'm sure, wanted to see, because it was completely suffocating.
Well, and especially when you take into account that Miami went up to Cleveland and got a victory the other day, Eternal, and now they come down here and basically dominate end-to-end. Bam Adebayo is who I also want to talk about. 15 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals. What is he doing? What got into this group early in the game, Eternal, that you saw on this team turn up? Because it wasn't just about Bam and Haywood Highsmith. This was a team effort today. And this type of dominant effort, what did you see early that really got them to create separation?
Well, it just seems like they were doing things properly. Like, you know, you and I, we talked about on the previous postgame pod that, you know, in that game on Friday, they just wasn't operating in a way, that made sense. And so, like, they came out from the jump, not necessarily just being, you know, super dominant, but just making the right pass, making the right play, not beating yourself. And so we saw that early from the jump, and that's how they got out to a nice little 6-7 point lead. And then it just started to grow from there. Looking at it here, Miami outscored them in the first quarter, 32-22, then 28-17 in the second quarter. And, you know, them coming out the way they did in the third quarter, getting very active on defense with Bam leading the way, Jimmy, Terry, and Patty Mills. I asked on Twitter someone to explain to me, like I'm 5, why Patty Mills was still starting. It wasn't that Patty had a bombs away approach from 3, only 2 of 5, but in the Heat culture way, Greg Mateo, Patty had 2 steals and was very, very active on defense. So have to give him his credit for that.
Agree wholeheartedly that this was a better game from Patty. The shooting will come from him. It was good to see him impact the game in other ways. They forced Cleveland into 17 turnovers. So it was exactly, they played right into Miami's hands. It was Evan Mobley's first game back, and I felt like they neutralized him to a large degree. What do you think of the way that Miami is using the zone, Mateo, as they play against these teams? And now teams are also zoning up against Miami, and how Miami much better handled the zone tonight versus the last couple nights where they got stifled when teams went zone against them and kind of used their own poison against them.
You know, it was totally discouraging for anybody that just follows the team watching the meltdown a couple of days ago to the New Orleans Pelicans, because the Miami Heat looked totally inept in that zone. They were taking too many outside jumpers and just refused to attack the heart of it. And that was not the case today. There was a lot of off-ball movement. There was a lot of pick and roll action. And in this game, you know, they took advantage of the Cavaliers not having, you know, someone like Max Strus who can create a ton of gravity, and someone like Donovan Mitchell who creates a ton of overreactions as well. And another reason why the zone was so effective, Darius Garland has not been himself this entire season. He was someone who, I want to say, around the 16th or the 6th of December. He broke his jaw and he had to miss a considerable amount of time, close to 2 months. And he really hasn't looked like himself. He is someone who is taking more outside jumpers and he is not converting them at the same clip as last season. Last year, he was a 41% shooter. Right now, he's hovering above 37%, which is better than league average, but he's not putting the same pressure on a defense as he was in the past. And, you know, the Heat are going to capitalize on that. And they intelligently did. So, you know, if they're going to keep seeing opponents who that are, you know, understaffed, you know, the zone is a great method to, you know, stifle their offenses.
Definitely. They figured out the zone tonight on offense and defense. I also thought Jimmy Butler picked his spots in nice ways. Before we dive into Jimmy's performance and maybe get into some of the guys off the bench as well, because there was plenty to talk about in this banner performance, let's go to the Insurance by Lynette play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or InsuranceByLynette.com. That's InsuranceByLynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at InsuranceByLynette.com.
So, you know, we could pick the Terry Rozier dunk, but we're not. Eternal had to play pre-show. I'm going to let him articulate it to y'all. Give him the play of the night, Eternal Best.
So they just scored. It's in the third quarter. They just scored. Miami's on a feverish run. Mateo Greg. And then they come back down as they're settling back into the defense. There is a pass from the wing to the top of the key from on Cleveland. Bam makes, he reads the play, gets a hand on the ball, dribbles up court before making it to the half court and throws a beautiful bounce pass to Nikola Jovic, who finishes at the rim. Just beautiful stuff there.
Chef's kiss. But Mateo has one too, though. Give him the play that you had because I think it's worth mentioning.
For sure. I got to give credit to Bam. That was a Magic Johnson level pass. But he is also he also did my play of the game. He, in the first quarter on a rim roll, he spun past Jared Allen and finished at close range with his off hand as Jared was right on his hip. Jared Allen is one of the top five defenders in the league this season. And that was just a big time move. So credit to Bam because it was very significant because it was his left hand.
Definitely. You see him with the left getting more comfortable. Going to that, we still saw the three-point attempts. We didn't get a three-point make tonight, but maybe he can start a new streak up against the Golden State Warriors. And because this was such a blowout end-to-end, it's kind of tough to analyze some of what happened in the second half. I mean, we're talking they're up 40 most of the game. Eternal, I'll come to you on this one.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you feeling about the matchup going up against Golden State now? This is a team that's been up and down. They lost a game to New Orleans they shouldn't have lost. The offense was just a mess. Looked a lot better tonight. What are your expectations heading into the game against Golden State?
Carry over what you got from tonight. Understand that you're probably going to see the zone. I think were 14 or 37 tonight, and Haywood carried them a little bit, being 4-4 from three. So you're going to need some more of that shooting. Jimmy took two threes. Bam took a three. Nico, I think, was 2-4. Unfortunately, Terry didn't hit a three. But, I mean, it's cool. You're going to have some nights where you're on, some nights you're off. But the main thing is just being able to get those shots up, continue to do the right thing as far as getting into the middle of the zone, like Mateo said, which we did. Mateo, we did see a little bit of a different zone tonight from the Cavs than we did on Friday against the Pelicans, right? Like, it wasn't a normal 2-3 zone that you saw tonight. But I think the main thing is continue to do the proper things, continue to move the ball, continue, like we saw Greg on playback, continue converting in fast break, right?
Right.
He converted in a fast break a couple of times tonight, so continue to do that. You're not going to have a size issue against Golden State, so, just try to play the right way, so.
We're going to wrap with the injury report, but before we do, Mateo, your final thoughts on the Cleveland Cavaliers beatdown that happened in the Kaseya Center today against the Miami Heat. They get a resounding victory. I feel like the team needed this one. Your final thoughts on that before we go to the injury report and wrap.
You know, I want to credit the Heat's 24 fast break points to most of the work attributed in the zone. They were forcing a lot of bad shots that, you know, they got the long rebound, got out on the break. And a lot of those were also credit to, you know, the steals, you know, the stuff that Bam got, that Terry and Haywood Highsmith, the deflections that they created. The Heat, they looked as good as they should today against a group that has been struggling very much since it was revealed that Donovan Mitchell has been having knee problems again, and he has severe tendonitis. So, you know, they looked dominant, and that's how they should have.
Absolutely. Let's hope it translates to the game against Golden State. And then they have Portland, which is another winnable game. They got to start taking care of games at home. This was a good big step in doing so. Let's close with the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
So we had a little bit of a surprise with Jaime Jaquez becoming a game time decision, and then he did not play after warming up with intentions of trying to give it a go. No Tyler Hero, no Josh Richardson, no Duncan Robinson, no Kevin Love. So a lot of those names we expect, I would expect those to carry over to Golden State as well. Although Jaime Jaquez, I do think, will be able to suit up against Golden State. So I do think this may be only a one game absence for him. If he does miss the one against Golden State, we probably will see him against Portland. This didn't appear to be a prolonged absence when I checked in on it, but you never know how these things with injuries go. Let's hope Tyler Hero and Kevin Love can get back on the court soon, but I'd imagine Duncan may get on the court the soonest of all those guys. So, Mateo, you got any final thoughts here? I see raising your hand. I definitely want to get in any final thoughts, and then Antonio, we'll go to you before we wrap.
You know, right now the Warriors are in the middle of a of a slugfest with the Minnesota Timberwolves, but over their last 10, they've only won four. And right now, it's a little bit under discussed around the league, but Stephen Curry is still an excellent player, but I don't think he has the same takeover effect as he used to. And I don't think he still looks like the same 1A he used to be, because he has regressed on the defensive side. And I'm just ready for, let's say if it's him or Andrew Wiggins taking the ball up the floor against the Heat, I'm ready for Spoelstra to sick Haywood Highsmith on either one of them to create some defensive havoc, or maybe give him some help in the full court press with the 2-2-1 press. The Warriors have not been the same, you know, ever since Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole and, you know, it fractured the identity and the unity of that group. So I think the Heat are going to jump on that team as soon as they see them in Miami in a couple of days.
I lost my internet connection, but I'm back now. And I would expect DeLon Wright will also be a player that will end up getting some minutes on Steph Curry. We appreciate everybody for joining. Eternal, you got anything for us here? I lost my internet connection, so I didn't get to pick up that last transition.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till you listen to it later. that's funny as hell. I just want to say that I hope, especially with – oh, here's a good point. I wasn't going to even bring it up, but here's a good point. Nikola Jovic did not play in garbage time minutes.
Yeah,
that's huge. That in shows that season, he's no longer one of those end of the bench guys.
That's right. I said this on Discord earlier. Make sure you guys check us out on Discord and on Playback 5RSN. We are in a season where Nikola Jovic is playing consistently good defense and Bam Adebayo is attempting threes. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Fivers and Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.